Hi, this is a dictation for Ms. Jamik Davis. JAMIK DAVIS. Date of birth is 13/1983. Date of accident is 1/11/2022, and service is Patient reports allegedly was involved in automobile accident on 1/11/2023 as a trained rear seat passenger on the right when car was hit from behind on her side. The impact of the car did not total her, but she started having headaches along with dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus. In addition, patients start having pain in the area of neck, mid, lower back, both shoulders, both hips, and both legs, involve both knees, to the tune of 8 to 10. The patient was initially seen on 25/2022 and was placed on conservative treatment, and the patient has received all the pain medications and has been held. Various MRIs were ordered. And the MRI that was brought to us from 4/23/2022 showed a disc bulge and a ligament of hypertrophy on C6 and 7 and the defecation of C5, 6, C6, 7. And thoracic and lumbar spine MRI was really normal. The patient was advised about this information. She reports a 70% improvement at this time in her symptoms, and pain level has dropped to only 3 to 4, just basically discomfort. She is able to lift her arms to 170 degrees bilaterally, and pain in the shoulder is only 3 to 4. In fact, she is working on a light duty job now. Lower back pain is 4, and neck pain is 5, and shoulder pain is 4. And she feels okay to work at night shift at Amazon, where she is not lifting any heavy weight. Pain level is reported by 2 to 4, and the ADLs are not affected at all. 80 to 90% improvement have been reported. System review in neurology and psychiatry has mild headache associated with difficulty sleep, fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic. And denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision, disturbed double vision, aiming, fainting, blackout, confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has the neck and back stiffness, a lot of pain in the neck and the lower back, and some pain in the shoulders bilaterally, no difficulty walking. In the GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, bowel. There is no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or swallowing. In the no incontinence, the urine frequency, pain, urination, blood in the urine. In the rectum, there is a chest, but there is cough or shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. In the last 30 days, patient reports improvement in the pain, 60 to 70%, and no changes in the medical history, surgical lesion, or weight loss. There is no other trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history reports full compliance. The pain medication. Physical exam, blood pressure is 90 over 67, pulse is 70, pulse oxygen 98, and the rest of the exam is same from previous list of 11/22/2022. This number is 11129025. Along with diagnosis, plan to continue the patient for a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days. 10-pound lifting limit, no other restriction. Physical therapy is reduced to 1 week at patient request, with traction and nudge to neck and the lower back and shoulders. She is provided prescription of Nepin 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, 60 tablets, aloe vera 50 gram at night for sleep and pain relief. Xanidine 4 gram every 12 hours for 60 tablets for muscle relaxation. Voltron gel 300 grams. Percent for topical pain relief and talc coating number 3, one tablet at a day, PRN basis, 30 tablets.